For those who love gardens, the answer is simple for where you'd want to be right now, the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. It looks like the weather is really going to cooperate. So joining us to give us reasons why to put the garden at the top of your summer to-do list is Pat Harris, the president of the Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, and Ginger Hudson, who's manager at the Arboretum. Thanks to both of you for coming in. I appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for being here and for letting us know about all the cool stuff that's going to be happening at the Arboretum. You've had a pretty full month already, right? The art project has started already, and we're sort of midway through that. So tell me a little bit about the art project that's happening out at the Arboretum right now.
Mm-hmm. Art in the Garden. It's the first, what we hope will be annual. And I worked with the Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum to bring a new awareness of the garden. And that was by bringing artists into the garden. So the Friends put out a call, and we have 10 lovely pieces of artwork created by local artists, plus an additional few that are on site permanently. There's everything from stained glass to ceramics to painting to photography. And it will be displayed throughout the garden, all across the grounds. It's art that can withstand the weather through the month of September. We encourage folks to come see it, see how the art interacts with the gardens and the plants and the flowers. And we're also hoping folks will want to come out and vote on a People's Choice Award.
Yeah, what's the People's Choice? That's a fun element to put into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So will there be a special recognition for People's Choice Award winner? Or?
Well, I'm sure they'll get some publicity. Yeah, we had prizes awarded for the top three juried exhibits. So in addition to that, there'll be a People's Choice Award, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And Andy, I just have to correct you a little bit because
okay.
I am not – no longer the president of the
okay,
Friends.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just a perennial board member, so I'll keep showing up for years, I'm sure. But
okay, thank you for that correction. Yeah, but a board member of the Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. Okay, great. Well, thank you, Pat, for that correction. I appreciate it. Tell me just a little bit. Let's get an idea about what's – I'm guessing the garden must be just at one of its peaks right now, right? I mean, it must be incredible out there.
I would say second or third. It was a really interesting spring and early summer because of the heavy snow that stayed on the grounds this year. I think it really benefited a lot of our perennial gardens. And right now,
tell me why would a heavy snow benefit the perennials?
Good question. The snow persisting on the ground. So since there was so much snow, whenever we would get a little warming trend, a lot of snow would stay on. That snow acts as a blanket. And so it keeps the ground level right at freezing, 32 degrees-ish. And so that way those crowns and roots close to the soil surface of the perennial plants are protected. And so they're not exposed to our normal freeze-thaw, and perhaps a freeze would come in after a thaw and all the snow's gone and it really damages the surface.
I see. Okay. So are the perennials – does that mean that they were more forward in their growth pattern, or are they kind of latent, or what's happening with the perennial growth pattern, or is it mixed?
It is very mixed. One of the seasonal gardeners who works out there in the summer, there are two additional city employees that work May through September, and one coined the phrase that spring had confused itself this year. So we feel like some bloomed early, some bloomed late, but the blooms have been spectacular. And right now the lilacs are on, the peonies are just starting, the big midsummer primroses are blooming, the candelabras, japonicas, alpicolas, other really unusual plants are starting to bloom right now.
Wow, that's really cool. So is there anything that people should be looking for or that you're anticipating coming up in the next week or so that here it comes, this is about to happen?
Just covered. The peonies, as I said, are so many. There are some opening, but there are so many buds, just like tight little fists, just waiting to pop open. And this heat, I really expect it to bring them on. There are.
Can I ask you about peonies? Because I have peonies, and they always seem to have little bugs and like flies or ants or something on them. How is that a pollinator, or what's going on with peonies with that?
That is a very curious observation. And this year, like with the blooms, I feel like the insects have been phenomenal. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe they were protected in the ground also because some of them hibernate over winter. And with that same snow blanket, it just preserved more eggs. Anyway, on the peonies, there are critters that harvest that waxy, fruity outer coating of the peonies. And there's several that do that, but then there's several other insects that eat the insects that are eating the stuff on the peonies.
I see.
So we have this whole ecosystem living on the bud of a peony.
Right.
It's really fascinating. And perhaps in the future, Elizabeth Graham or another entomologist will come in and talk to us about how come there are so many insects this year. Especially the bumblebees. We're really excited about
the
bumblebees.
Yeah, oh, the bumblebees are really fun to see. Well, it leads me to one thing that I saw here, which is that you're actually going to have a bug day, right?
Yeah.
What's going on there? That's sort of targeted at get kids, but tell me about that.
We'd like the whole family to come. It's just a fun nature activity for people. And so we're going to be looking at bugs, catching bugs, doing bug activities, bug tattoos, becoming a butterfly is another activity there. And it's just a great afternoon for kids and families. The weather has always cooperated, so we hope again.
No reason to believe it won't this time. That's right.
So that's one of our youth programs this summer. We had an art nature drawing in June. We'll have the bug day in July 17th, and then we'll have a beach day August 17th.
Oh, great. So, and then tell me a little bit about First Friday that's coming up.
First Friday is at the CBJ Museum, and Ginger had a lot to do with setting that up. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is happening July 1st. This is the next First Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's you folks are going to be on hand, and there's a slideshow. And tell me what you got planned.
Yeah, we're really excited that the Juneau City Douglas Museum would partner with us to help celebrate. It's the Arboretum's 15th anniversary this year, hence a lot of the extra activities, art in the garden, et cetera, big events for – we had Mother's Day and Public Gardens Day and Primula Day back. Anyway, the installation at the museum runs throughout the summer, and July 1st, Friday – I will be there. Members of the Friends of the Arboretum will be there to answer questions and to talk about and celebrate this amazing public garden that the city generously had the great foresight to take on from Caroline's donation. We have a great slideshow going, some paintings that plain rain painters have done in the garden, and we'll have a vintage photo album of Caroline's old photographs. It'll be a good time.
Oh, that'll be great.
We'll be looking for some memories if anyone wants to share them.
And heading towards the official 15th anniversary, right, which is a date coming up.
I believe it's on the 28th of July, and we are going to be having a gardener's picnic for all the members of different organizations, gardening organizations in town. And that's our official anniversary, I believe, is on the 28th.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say here in my notes. But then again, I thought you were president still. So we can't rely on these notes.
Well, I wrote those notes. So.
Oh, well. Let's see.
So I'm looking at Ginger for confirmation of the date.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else you want folks to know? I know the one thing that there's we're going to be talking a little bit later about a presentation of Midsummer Night's Dream at the garden. Now, but there's a little concern there about not wanting to get too many people, you know. That garden is small, really, and it, you know, the visitorship that the garden is usually kind of people trickling in and people come and go and not a whole bunch of people all at once.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. As far as public garden, botanical gardens, arboretum go, it is a small property. Only 4 acres of the total 14 acres are easily accessible by everyone. On the other hand, a Midsummer Night's Dream in the garden is perfect.
Seems pretty perfect.
It's a dream.
But while I want it to be a success, and I hope we can do it multiple times in the future, those who have not been to the Arboretum should be aware it's a very small parking lot, so I encourage people to carpool. There is only one lovely loo, which is indeed very lovely, thanks to the Friends of the Arboretum. And the reason it is the way it is because of the conservation easement that governs the use of the property. And so it's not set up for large events and big tourism groups.
But it's a really great thing for people to know if they're excited about that idea and planning to go, to just take that extra time to be really careful, to really be considerate of the garden. It's a fragile environment, and it's not meant to take dozens and dozens and dozens of people all at once. It's meant to have small groups of people. So that's just a good thing for people to keep in mind if they do go. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great. I'm sure it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
The people in Juneau, they love the Arboretum so much.
They
treat it with respect.
You might want to bring some bug dope if you're planning on coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
the bugs. Speaking of the bugs again, they are very active.
Well, is there anything else you all want to let people know about it that's happening at the Arboretum?
What about the Alaska Native Plant Society walk? I was excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are working with the Alaska Native Plant Society, which is conducting a bio blitz this year, and the goal is to identify as many native plants as possible. We're always adding to our list of plant knowledge here in the state, and we will be conducting a tour July 10th to look at native plants on the property. But if folks want to visit the AlaskaNativePlantSociety.org, I believe is the website. Anyway, you can go to the website and find out more about their bio blitz and about the tour around the grounds and other events going on throughout the state, actually. So if folks are traveling, they can do other tours in the state.
And then, Pat, you also brought, for Foodie Friday, you brought a bag of greens, it looks like.
I did. There's quite an assortment of different salad stuff there.
Well, that looks amazing.
There's red romaine and leaf lettuce and some mustard greens and spinach. And so
those are and those are things that are just being able to be harvested throughout the summer at different times.
Yeah. it's really coming in strong now with all the sun and the rain. So yeah. I'm harvesting like crazy and giving a lot away.
Staying ahead of the slugs. Yes.
Well, that's a challenge.
Yes.
Definitely.
They are out there, man. Well, thanks so much to both of you, to Pat Harris, who is a board member of Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum, and Ginger Hudson, who's out there managing the Arboretum and doing an amazing job out there. So thanks to both of you for coming in and letting us know what's going on out at the Arboretum.